Sermon 186, Section 4, Part 1, Resurrection and Recreation of the Creatures. He will destroy the earth after its existence, till all that exists on it will become non-existent. But the extinction of the world after its creation is no stranger than its first formation and invention. How could it be? Even if all the animals of the earth, whether birds or beasts, stabled cattle or pasturing ones, of different origins and species, dull people and sagacious men, all jointly try to create even a mosquito, they are not able to bring it into being, and do not understand what is the way to its creation. Their wits are bewildered and wandering. Their powers fall short and fail, and return disappointed and tired, knowing that they are defeated and admitting their inability to produce it, also realizing that they are too weak even to destroy it. Surely, after the extinction of the world, Allah the Glorified will remain alone with nothing else beside Him. He will be after its extension as He was before its production, without time or place or moment or period. At this moment, period and time will not exist. At this moment, period and time will not exist, and years and hours will disappear. There will be nothing except Allah, the One, the All-Powerful. To Him is the return of all matters.